Unit 4. 1. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences 1 to 6 with a number, a word, or a word combination. An interview with Rachel Ray.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our program, American Stars. Today, we're talking to Rachel Ray, a television personality, celebrity chef, and author. Well, Rachel, tell us a few words about your family.
I was born in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and grew up in Lake George, New York. My family owned a restaurant on Cape Cod, and my mother managed restaurants in upstate New York. So I grew up in food. Everyone on both sides of my family cooks.
Tell us about your concept of 30-minute meals.
You know, many people are reluctant to cook. So I teach them simple recipes that can be prepared in 30 minutes or less and that anyone can do at home. I like finding simple solutions to everyday problems. I wrote cookbooks based on the 30-minute meals concept and launched a magazine, Every Day with Rachel Ray, in 2006.
Your programs, Rachel Ray, 30-minute meals, Rachel Ray's Tasty Travels, and $40 a day are very popular with the audience. Besides, I know that in addition to all your books, programs, and products, you have devoted much of your time to charity.
In 2006, I established YUMO, a non-profit organization which aims to help children and families develop a healthy relationship with food. The organization introduces children and families to the kitchen, helps combat childhood hunger in the U.S., and raises money for food-based educational programs and scholarships.
In August 2009, you appeared on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for charity for YUMO.
You are right. It was also for charity for animal rescue. I want to help at-risk animals.
Do you have any shortcomings?
Well, it's difficult for me to be critical of myself. I acknowledge that I cannot bake because it requires measured ingredients. Besides, I cannot make coffee, and I often burn bread under the broiler.
Thank you for coming and talking to us, Rachel. Good luck.
Thanks. Goodbye.
2. Listen to what people say in 7 different situations, and for questions 1 to 7, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to the text. 1. You will hear a man talking about shopping. What is his attitude to it? A. Shopping is his favorite pastime. B. He is fond of doing the shopping with his wife. C. He is sure that shopping is a terrible waste of time.
My wife is fond of shopping. It is her favorite pastime. She can spend hours looking for something she doesn't actually need. But I hate shopping and never spend much time on it. I prefer to buy food in the nearest supermarket. When I need new clothes, I usually take the first thing that falls into my hands. I never go shopping with my wife. Sometimes she shops all day and she doesn't buy anything. This seems mad.
2. You will hear a woman describing her last visit to the theater. How does she feel about it? A. Disappointed. B. Excited. C. Surprised.
I can't say I'm a real theatre-goer. But last week, my colleagues and I went to the theatre to see Hamlet. The tickets were rather expensive, but the play was worth seeing. The actor's performance was wonderful, and I couldn't help crying. I also admired the costumes and the scenery. When the play was over, I clapped my hands hard. It produced an unforgettable impression on me.
3. You will hear a man talking about anger. In his opinion, trying to cope with this feeling is A. Difficult. B. Easy. C. Useless.
Sometimes I can't conceal my emotions. I can easily lose my temper and fly into a rage. I don't know how to cope with anger, and my relatives and friends often suffer from it. When I am angry, I can easily say something offensive and hurt their feelings. And a bit later I feel sorry and want to apologize. I tried to count till 10 or to start reciting a poem silently, but it doesn't help.
4. You will hear a man talking about films. What does he think about silent films? A. He thinks that silent films were skillfully made and contained a lot of special effects. B. He is sure that nobody understood silent films. C. He is disappointed that silent films have disappeared.
The era of the talking film began in 1927 with the enormous success of Warner Brothers, The Jazz Singer. The first color films were made in the 1930s, and the silent film soon disappeared. Nowadays, films are skillfully made and contain a lot of special effects. Besides, they have become easily accessible, but they have also lost something. Silent films were understandable to everybody without any words. They were like a universal language and they united people of all nationalities. But now films have to be translated into different languages and dubbed. They make our imagination work no more.
5. You will hear a woman talking about online communication. She finds it A. Convenient. B. Dangerous. C. Boring.
Nowadays, a lot of people prefer to communicate via the internet. They use email to stay in touch with their colleagues, relatives, and friends worldwide. Internet chat gives them the opportunity to communicate when working at their computers during the day. Internet forums have become so popular because it is easier for some people not to see their interlocutor. Meeting people online is especially popular with those who are shy and unsociable. That's why internet dating is growing in popularity.
6. You will hear a woman talking about etiquette. How does she feel about it? A. She is sure that the rules of etiquette are useless nowadays and we should forget them. B. She believes that everybody must follow the rules of etiquette. C. She thinks that well-bred and polite people have problems with communication.
Unfortunately, many people have problems with communication nowadays. They have forgotten that there are certain rules of behavior which must be followed by everybody. People should behave properly in different situations. It is very important to be well-bred and polite, because such a person always produces a good impression. If you know the principles of etiquette, everybody will respect you.
7. You will hear a girl talking about music. How does she feel about it? A. She believes that classical music is not popular anymore. B. She likes loud and noisy music such as rap, rock, and heavy metal. C. She thinks that classical music has a positive influence on her.
Many of my friends say that classical music is not popular anymore, but I can't agree with them. I think that it is pleasant to listen to. I don't like rap, rock, and heavy metal because such music is loud and noisy. I'm sure that music should promote only positive feelings. Classical music helps me relax and fills me with energy. While listening to it, I close my eyes and create beautiful pictures in my mind.
3. Listen to 6 monologues. Match the speaker 1 to 6 with the statement A to G. There is one extra statement which you do not need to use.
Some people were asked the same question. Which cuisine do you prefer? Listen to their answers.
Speaker 1.
I love Italian cuisine. My favorite Italian dish is lasagna, and I often cook it myself. I guess I'm very much like Garfield and Orange Tabby Cat, the main character of a comic strip who is known for his love for this Italian dish. Italian cuisine is well known for its use of pasta. It includes noodles in various lengths, widths, and shapes. Pasta is usually served with sauce. There are hundreds of different shapes of pasta. Cheese and wine are a major part of the cuisine. Pizzas are today amongst the most recognizable meals in Italian cuisine. Coffee, specifically espresso, is the most popular drink.
Speaker 2.
I prefer Japanese cuisine, which includes such ingredients as rice, noodles, vegetables, seafood, meats, mushrooms, beans, and so on. My friends and I often go to a Japanese restaurant, which is situated not far from my house, and we always order sushi. Doctors say that Japanese food is low in fat and high in salt. I think that this cuisine is healthy because it includes much seafood.
Speaker 3.
I'm a vegetarian, and I don't eat meat and some animal products. My food includes cereals, fruit, vegetables, nuts, and some dairy products. This kind of diet helps me keep my body weight under control. It is good for treatment of certain diseases, such as heart disease. Besides, vegetarians help save a lot of animals.
Speaker 4.
I know it's not very healthy to eat fast food, but I like it so much. I adore hamburgers, cheeseburgers, apple pies, muffins, and fruit cocktails. I know that fast food makes people fat and elevates risk for diabetes. Experts say that a regular meal at McDonald's, consisting of a Big Mac, large fries, and a large Coca-Cola drink, amounts to 1,430 calories. Besides, there is a risk of food poisoning. But I can't say no when my friends suggest going to McDonald's.
Speaker 5.
I can't say which cuisine is my favorite. Sometimes I go to Italian restaurants, sometimes I prefer Indian cuisine, but most of all I enjoy my meal at home. My mother is a wonderful cook and her dinners are always delicious. She has the know-how to cook any dish and she collects recipes from different countries. So I always say, why go to a cafe if I have a personal chef at home?
Speaker 6.
When I was in Paris last year, I took to French cuisine. In summer, salads and fruit dishes are popular because they are refreshing and inexpensive. At the end of summer, mushrooms become plentiful and appear in stews throughout France. In autumn, game of all kinds is eaten because the hunting season begins in September and runs through February. Shellfish are at their peak when winter turns to spring, and oysters appear in restaurants in large quantities.